In some ways, it looked like any school field trip. Names were called and checked off a list.
If you could come up in the order that I call you so that I can give you your visitor's badge.
But these North Carolina public school teachers were on a special field trip, sponsored by the Center for International Understanding at UNC. They're in Berlin, Germany, thousands of miles away from home.
Okay, so Margo, and then it will be Andrea, and then Carrie. We're going in basically alphabetical order by last name.
The teachers were visiting the Siemens Professional Education Center. The German company is a pioneer in advanced manufacturing and in training workers right out of high school for jobs of the future. Anna Creech is a sixth grade math teacher at Clayton Middle School in Johnston County.
You know, there's a whole other world out there, and if they're going to be part of that world, then they need to be aware of it, to learn other cultures and appreciate other cultures.
Creech says that won't be easy.
Having sixth graders, they have a hard time thinking to next week, much less what they want their careers to be. But that's what I'm encouraging them, is to start thinking.
That's the message the state of North Carolina is impressing upon teachers, students, and elected officials. The benefits of manufacturing are broad and changing.
Well, I think manufacturing actually is alive and well in North Carolina.
Diane Cherry is a policy manager at the Institute for Emerging Issues at NC State. She says manufacturing today is very different than it was 20 to 30 years ago.
Manufacturing in the past, I think people have an image of smoke and sort of dirty, the smudgy faces and the dirty, polluting industry. And that's not manufacturing of today.
The Siemens Professional Education Center in Berlin was spotless. Students working in labs and on machinery wore matching uniforms. Once selected for the program, they're paid a salary to learn and work for the next 2 years. Martin Strickman heads Siemens Professional Education in northern Germany. He says business and government leaders from around the world visit their program. I asked Strickman if their dual system of work and education could be duplicated.
Yes, it could be that you can copy some of the elements of our German education system, but not the whole part, because it's a very traditional system. It's based on the German culture of the economy and of the society in this way.
There are 2,500 students at this particular Siemens Education Center. But Strickman says as many as 40,000 young people applied. Those odds sound more like trying to get into Harvard or Stanford. Marius Kuhn is 21 years old and was lucky enough to be selected at Siemens.
We have good possibilities in the world market to get a job, to have a nice job with good applications. So that's why I'm here in by Siemens to learn electrical engineering.
Christian Kupka sits next to Kuhn in class.
I like it that we are here at we call it Berufsfachschule. It's like a job school.
The 30-plus North Carolina teachers were able to speak with students to find out what makes their experience work. Darren Segul is a social studies teacher at Holly Grove Middle School in Holly Springs. He was most impressed with the level of teamwork at the Siemens Center.
When we went downstairs, a participant asked a question if there was anything that they had done individually. They didn't even know how to answer the question. They said everything is team, from the planning to the drawing to the drafting to the creating.
Marjorie Light is an English teacher at the Early College High School based at North Carolina Central University.
And I think that's something that we need to bring into our American school systems, is that concept of teamwork and not individuality and not individual grades, but a group approach.
Next month, a group of North Carolina legislators, some local county officials, and representatives from the community college system will also visit Germany and Siemens as the state works to grow jobs through advanced manufacturing. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.